The Cincinnati Children's Choir has just announced plans for their 2013 Summer Festival at the College Conservatory of Music. And here to tell us more is Robin Lana. She's the artistic director and the founder of the Cincinnati Children's Choir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the Cincinnati Children's Choir and its origin. You're celebrating your 20th anniversary this year.
We are. It's very exciting. We have 6 resident choirs at the university, and we have 7 satellite choirs, which are our outreach program to as far out as Miami University and Wilmington College, Northern Kentucky, but also in Blue Ash. We bring our philosophies and our teaching to the suburbs.
And those philosophies are?
Those philosophies are, it is a welcoming environment. Everything that you see in performance is a result of the education that they learned. So we don't teach towards the performance. We teach because music is important to building the child themselves and the youth themselves. Everything that we teach comes out in the performance. So you see confidence, joy, beautiful artistry, healthy singing, in tune, everything that makes a beautiful choral concert.
What ages are the students who participate?
We serve many ages. We start as young as first grade in our resident choirs at UC, and we go through 12th grade. Our satellite choirs are mostly third through sixth grade. The only thing we really don't have a place for is older kids, high school age youth that have never sung in a choir that can't match pitch yet. If they haven't sung in a choir, but they can match pitch and sing along with us, we still can teach them everything. So we have a home for just about every singer and young person that's interested in singing.
How many children do you have in this program this year?
This year, we have about 350 on campus. We served about 120 in our satellite choir programs. We have over 100 signed up for our spring satellite choir program, so that's still coming in. Then in the summer, we serve 200 at our festival, which we're going to be talking about. We host the Cincinnati Public School Honor Choir, which we serve another 80 or so each year there. And then we do some outreach into the school. So during the course of any given year, we are serving at least 750 youth.
Let's talk a little bit about the summer festival.
It is an absolute joy for those of us that teach it. The teachers come from the greater Cincinnati area. They are all excellent educators themselves and in demand as clinicians, choral and music educators. And we get them for a week. The children come to us from Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they are just immersed in music. They have 2 rehearsals with me each day. They have a musicianship through movement class. They have a sight singing class, which is all Kodai education based. So it's interactive, it's learning to read, but it's fun. It feels like summer camp. They have a music theory class and a music history class, which are what we call ORF Schulwerk based. It's an interactive learning environment philosophy for young people. So hands-on with instruments and creative. They have a voice class where they are grouped, unlike the large rehearsals where we have third grade through ninth grade students with me in a large rehearsal. These smaller classes are age groupings. So their voice class is a smaller group of 25 to 30 singers that are experiencing the same vocal development they are. So it's not really a voice lesson, but it's more of a group voice lesson than I could do with 200 children. In those voice classes, they prepare a piece to perform on the concert. And the concert happens Saturday afternoon. We perform the repertoire that they work on with me. We have the children demonstrate for the parents in a performance kind of setting everything that they've learned throughout the week. So each teacher will choose an activity to present in the concert so the parents and the audience can see the development of the entire week. I can tell you that Monday through Friday, we send them home absolutely exhausted, but very happy, and they're running in the door the next morning. So parents tend to really like us that week.
And what kind of rep do you sing?
We do all kinds of repertoire. We do folk music. We try to touch on classical music. We do world music. What we don't do is the things they would hear on the radio. Very often the things they've grown up singing, something that's new, and try to offer them ideas that singing and performing repertoire that may have an African drum beat with it is just as much fun as singing something from Disney, but it's brand new to them. So we try to bring them new experiences rather than something they can already get in their everyday life. We also have a composer in residence, Cynthia Gray, who is published. She has, I'm not sure how many pieces in print. She used to teach in Lebanon, but she's very well known nationally as a composer. And she comes in and writes a piece for the festival choir, and they get to work with her on it, and they premiere it that weekend. We have a lot of different levels of what we're choosing and why we're choosing the repertoire, and then the joy of working with the composer who wrote it for them.
Do you find that a lot of these children who come not only to your programs throughout the year, but to the summer festival, have no previous choral experience, or are they choral singers who just love it, or both?
It's probably both. I would say because we're so large, the vast majority, this is their first choral experience. And one of our goals is to light their fire about choral singing so that they go to their schools and they become leaders in their school programs. Down the road, they decide as adults to support and purchase tickets for the May Festival. They become patrons of the arts and active. They sing in their church choirs or their synagogues. We love to plant that seed, give them the most positive choral experience that we possibly can. And whether or not they choose to stay with us for the long term or the short term, we want that seed planted. And sometimes we'll see it grow. Sometimes they keep in touch with us. And after 20 years, sometimes we don't see where that seed develops. But very often we see it develop into supporting the arts and long-term participation in choral music.
I was going to ask if, because you've been doing this for almost a generation now,
yeah,
if you've seen some of your students graduate to college choirs. And
oh, yes. We are seeing more and more of our young people, especially the ones that stay now with us through their senior year of high school. A lot of them go into theater or music education or music therapy. I think we had a couple that graduated last year that went into music therapy, and at least one this year that's looking into music therapy. So a lot of different styles. We've had some that graduate and go into instrumental teaching as well. So it's not all choral, but having that in their background makes them very well-rounded for teaching opportunities down the road.
What's the process for registering for the summer festival?
For the summer festival, people can register online. They can also call our office, but it's an online registration form or a mail-in registration form if they don't have access to that, if they call our office. Most of them are teacher recommended, so if they do go online, we do ask that they at least notify their teachers. What we normally see is if they have an interest in being in a week-long immersion of music, they have the ability to sing for that week as well. They're matching pitch and they're enjoying music enough that we can take that and continue to help make it grow. So we do ask that their music teachers be aware of it so that they know, wow, this is wonderful. I've got one of my singers participating in a summer choral activity. That's exciting for the teachers to at least know, if not support.
And there is financial aid available.
There's definitely financial aid available. We try to keep our doors open to as many as possible and not restrict the ability to participate with anyone.
And how many spaces do you have available?
We are limited to our size, physical space where we can put chairs. So we have the ability to accept 200 singers. If we go over that, it gets very difficult to get them all into the one rehearsal room that we use on the campus, but it's a beautiful setting. It's the Dieterle Vocal Arts Center, so we have huge arched windows that overlook Nippert Stadium. It's just, you walk in and you feel, this is special.
The Children's Choir is wrapping up a successful season, and you're going to be at Carnegie Hall later in March.
We are. We're very excited about it. This is our Carnegie Hall debut. I will be conducting an International Children's Choir Festival. And because of my invitation to conduct that, they invited the Cincinnati Children's Choir to come and make that our celebratory performance for our 20th anniversary. So we're very excited.
Well, we wish you a successful performance and a great summer program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Robin Lana. She's the founder and artistic director of the Cincinnati Children's Choir. You can find out more about their summer festival by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.